Hi everybody, it's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media, political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome to The True World with Matthew Deagle. I'm your host, Matthew Deagle. I'm here to discuss the hidden history of the world, the hidden factors in our lives, and the collective and individual psychological and cultural and religious influences that go into our destiny, as well as where we are headed likely in the next 15 years or so. So I'd like to start by talking about something. Last program, I discussed some of the hidden facts of the Earth, such as the fact that there is a parallel dimension. There's a parallel dimension to this one, believe it or not, to which interdimensional portals accidentally open at certain times of year and certain latitudes and longitudes, mostly latitude. Occasionally what will happen is this other dimension, which is actually just a past present of our current Earth. So these are two different presents, and one present is now, another present is about 114 million years ago during the Aptian Age, when the dinosaurs were still alive, particularly pterosaurs and stuff like that, back when North America was broken up into several different little continents, such as Appalachia in the east, Laramidia in the west, and so forth, with an ocean in between. This other dimension, as I said, is inhabited by pterosaurs, you know, like pterodactyls, that sort of thing. And these animals with large bat-like wings, with no feathers, with a long tail, are actually sighted rather often by people in this dimension, such as in Papua New Guinea and all over North America. As I said, rather often, like several times a year, people will see what apparently is a pterosaur. These are referred to by Native Americans as thunderbirds because they have such a high power to give them lift. Their wings flapping, their power is so high that it causes a loud noise like thunder. So actually, thunderbirds, as they're called, are actually pterosaurs from another dimension, which are sometimes seen through interdimensional portals in this dimension. And sometimes they also even fly into this dimension and end up suffocating because the oxygen content in the atmosphere isn't high enough to support pterosaurs. So whenever somebody says they see a giant bird or something like that, most of those animals cannot survive in this dimension. So they're actually looking into another dimension and seeing something which is alive in another dimension. Strangely enough, this can happen through psychological factors, as well as through interdimensional portals accidentally opening up. But this also accounts for a lot of the stuff people have seen paranormally, such as Mothman, for example. I think in a lot of cases, stuff like that, like Mothman, is just a pterosaur being seen either in the other dimension or being seen or entering this dimension more rarely. But there's also, in that dimension, I think there still is the race of giants who created hybrids with things like pterosaurs, and that may also account for some of Mothman. Whatever the case, it's the same thing that's also behind Loch Ness Monster. The Loch Ness Monster is also a plesiosaur, which is from this other dimension, and I think people are seeing into this other dimension, or that the plesiosaurs somehow escaped from this from that dimension and now actually live in Loch Ness. Now, you might be wondering, now, why is it that there aren't photographs of these things if there's so many sightings? Why hasn't anybody taken a photograph or found a sample? And the reason for that is a group of people called the Men in Black. Now, the Men in Black are not some government agency or the Illuminati or whatever, like some people think. They also aren't demons or some kind of supernatural phenomenon. They'd like you to think something like that because they like to cover up the truth, which is very banal, comparatively banal at least, with all sorts of silly occult nonsense. But the Men in Black are actually humans, extraterrestrial humans, that live on a base on Mars, as well as on another planet somewhere else. I don't know where the other planet is. But as I discussed in my last program, the thing is that we humans on Earth are also descended from these extraterrestrials from Sirius. And we were genetically engineered to be aggressive, to be warriors, in order to act as a military for them because they were no longer capable of aggression. Some of these guys accompanied us here to this solar system, and because of the fact that they were not allowed to do this, we were actually going to be genocided in the Sirius region. So they decided that we were too much of a threat. They were going to exterminate our race of people with these aggression genes. And these guys saved us from that and spirited us away to this solar system in this dimension, as well as this solar system in the Aptian dimension 114 million years ago. So that's why you see stuff like pyramids on Mars, for example, is because the Syrians actually put our ancestors not just on this planet, but also on Mars, because at that time, 114 million years ago, the atmosphere of Mars was breathable. The reason why is because they terraformed Mars and somehow we're converting the carbon dioxide into oxygen in part to get about the same proportion as we have on the Earth right now. They actually created the volcanoes, Olympus Mons and the Tharsis Montes, artificially in order to terraform Mars about 115 to 114 million years ago. And so that's why Mars has those things on it, because Mars used to be inhabited by humans, or I guess you could say still kind of is in that other dimension 114 million years ago. That other dimension actually just being the same solar system and planet, but in the past. So strange to think of, but this parallel dimension where these pterosaurs and stuff are coming from that are misinterpreted as whatever, thunderbirds and all sorts of paranormal things, or some kind of undiscovered giant bird species, which is pretty unlikely given all the bird watchers and so forth. This is actually all just another dimension of this same planet and solar system 114 million years ago. And in fact, we can still see fossils from that time, the Aptian age now, that evidence this, such as, for example, what's used by creationists to justify the stories in the Bible, when human footprints were found alongside dinosaur footprints from the Aptian age in Texas, the Glen Rose Formation. Other locations around the world, human footprints and other human artifacts have been found that date back millions of years. And the reason why is most of these things are actually from the Aptian, which is the other time and other dimension that the Syrians put some of us humans into. In particular, the Earth at that time, as I said, the oxygen in the atmosphere was too high to breathe. That's why they colonized Mars. And as a result, the Earth was only used for criminals. They were deported to this planet during the Aptian, and they were adapted to the oxygen in the atmosphere, so they wouldn't get oxygen toxicity. And so that's what those few footprints and so forth are, is actually the footprints of people who were deported to Earth or banished to Earth 114 million years ago. So there weren't that many of them probably, but there were enough that they left a little bit of evidence. All this stuff, though, is what the MIB don't want you to know. The Men in Black do not want you to know about the fact that we come from Sirius, because it was illegal to bring us here. So if the Syrian government ever finds out, I don't mean Syria, I mean Sirius, the star, and not the star as we see in the sky, but just that direction in space in another dimension. So if the Syrians ever find out that the MIB did this, then they're in trouble. They'll go to jail, and they might even exterminate us, finish off the Holocaust of the warriors. I don't know if they would, but the fact is that the MIB would be in trouble. So the MIB try to cover all this stuff up. They cover up UFOs. They cover up anything interdimensional. What they'll do is they'll show up after you have a UFO sighting or photographs or any kind of evidence, and then they'll come and confiscate your evidence, or they'll falsify your photographs and switch them out or mix them up with fake photographs. They've done this numerous times. You can read all about it in a book called The Real Men in Black by Nick Redfern, which discusses some of this activity by the Men in Black over the years. So beginning long ago, but in the 1960s, there was a lot of Men in Black activity. It actually hasn't ended, though. It continues to this day. The Men in Black will show up and steal photographs and evidence of any kind of UFOs or interdimensional phenomena, as well as the Loch Ness Monster, because it's also an interdimensional phenomenon. Because plesiosaurs are not supposed to be alive anymore, and if there's any on Earth now, they had to come from the past through a different dimension. That's where they came from. So that Loch Ness Monster photo you often see is actually, they took a photograph of a log or something and switched out the actual photograph of the plesiosaur. So that's why there isn't a lot of photographic evidence of the Loch Ness Monster, is because the MIB covered it up. The MIB, believe it or not, have done this with all sorts of other cases where they've gone in and switched out photographs, like they did this to Billy Meyer in Switzerland, for example, some of whose photographs have actually been proven to be real, of some real object, although I think the you can look at the analysis on theyfly.com, but they switched out some of the other photographs with fakes in order to confuse us. Of course, the extraterrestrials in that case themselves also try to confuse us with, for example, photographs from of ships which are actually like several meters in diameter. You can confirm this in the photographic analysis. They are actually ships, but they made them look like models or like put together pieces of trash lids or something, because the aliens don't want us to believe in them in that case. They want us to think for ourselves. But the MIB came in and also switched out photographs and falsified some of his evidence, because the MIB don't want us to know about anything to do with a positive contact with extraterrestrials or even extraterrestrials in general, because it threatens them, because it may get them in trouble if we ever find out about Sirius, where we came from. Now, I don't think that Sirius wants to kill us anymore, though. I think the Men in Black are just worried about themselves, about getting in trouble. So the I'm saying, like, there are many cases on Earth of real extraterrestrial contacts. There's also a lot of fake, though. A lot of fake abductions, a lot of this fake hysteria about little grays and stuff like that is actually not just people with overactive imaginations, but in many cases is faked or even implanted in their mind by the MIB in order to create a hysteria about aliens or confusion about what aliens actually are. This is also carried out by religious groups in order to keep their myths going, because these facts don't just threaten the MIB, they also threaten the religions on Earth, which have false fables about where we came from. But if you want to know a good case that is actually real, that has tons of evidence for it in the form of information, Billy Meyer is probably the most significant in Switzerland. Other cases are, for example, that there is I wouldn't say it's extraterrestrial, but there is actually a city underground of advanced people on Earth in Asia, and their craft have also been seen, and the MIB also cover that up. So you take a photograph of these golden orbs, or whatever you want to call them, these craft from Agarty or Agarta, and those are also something the MIB will confiscate, or they'll at least harass you about. I know this myself, because I myself have taken photographs of these craft, and the MIB have harassed me. They do this through a lot of different means. They'll show up and, you know, they'll interrogate you. They'll pretend to be government agents. They'll pretend to be military, whatever. And they will also try to make you paranoid by having strange things happen. They do this to all sorts of people. They did this to Lauren Coleman, John Keel, Brad Steiger, who's written a lot about it. This is what the MIB do. They actually try to make people paranoid and try to drive them insane. They show them supposedly supernatural things using illusions. And a lot of people are intimidated by this. I'm not intimidated by it myself. I know it's a bunch of BS, but that's what the MIB are. They are just these extraterrestrial humans with a base on Mars who are trying to cover up UFOs so we don't find out about the actual history of our species, that we did not evolve on Earth naturally, but that we are a combination of some small portion of some natural hominid from this planet and extraterrestrials. This is also proven by the diversity of our Y chromosome haplogroups. So there's too many, they're too diverse for them to have evolved in only about 300,000 to a million years. So these also show that we originate on other planets that have been around for millions and millions of years. Compared to animals, our Y chromosomes show much more diversity than animals that have existed for about the same time as us. So like horses, domesticated dogs, and so forth. The reason for this is because even though these things are very diverse in their phenotype, their species just aren't old enough to have mutated as much as ours. So humans on Earth are not from Earth. We are extraterrestrials. And in particular, we originate from Sirius, where these men in black came from as well. They're just our relatives without these aggression genes. Now, unfortunately, they are kind of like, they're like an extraterrestrial Heinrich Himmler or something. To a degree, because, I mean, remember, the Syrians originally wanted to exterminate us. These guys started out with a humanitarian helping us escape from that, but then they ended up doing this. So I think they've also become hostile to us because of our behavior. And I'll discuss some of that here in a second as well. Namely that we, people on Earth, a lot of us have bad genes related to aggression because of this, because of the fact our ancestors were designed to be warriors. We're actually all GMOs, and the particular genetic modification that was done, we weren't like invented by some god or something. They just changed a couple of our alleles to make us more aggressive, and we actually know which ones. In some cases, we don't know all of it, but we have discovered artificially modified genes which have the effect of making you more aggressive, such as monoamine oxidase A, known as MAOA, you can look this up, called the warrior gene, which is found in about 60 to 70% of the world's population in the short form. So the normal form of the gene is long. This results in you having more monoamine oxidase A in your brain, which breaks down all sorts of neurotransmitters, causes you to stabilize. If you have the short version of it, you have lower levels, so you more easily run out of control, you more easily go into rages, you're like 200% more likely to become a violent criminal, etc. because of this gene. And this is actually true, that they found, for example, in New Zealand, the Maori have a higher rate of this than the whites there. And they found that they are much more likely, as I said, 200% more likely to become violent criminals if they're exposed to an abusive childhood or poverty. So it's not 100% genetic, but it's a predisposition toward aggression. And you don't get the idea in your head that whites don't also have their own version of this, and actually they do. It's not MAOA, it is 5-HTTLPR, which is the psychopathy gene. This gene results in you having distorted emotions, and in the long form, the abnormal form of this is the long form, which is most common among whites and blacks. It's less common among East Asians, but they have a high rate of the other aggression gene. Reason for this is that there were several different races from Sirius. That's why there are all these different races on Earth. And these several different races from Sirius some of them had different forms of aggression genes engineered into them. So the scientists of whoever the white race came from, the Europeans, decided to modify 5-HTTLPR to make us warriors. Whereas the most of the other races, except for blacks, had the MAOA modified. Now, blacks also had the MAOA at a high rate because of hybridization with other peoples in Africa. Africa is very diverse due to mixtures over time. But we all have one or the other or both of these aggression genes. So, unfortunately, most of the human race on Earth are predisposed toward aggression, irrationality, and distorted emotions, inappropriate and excessive emotions, and aggression and hatred of all kinds. Because of our genetics, because we were designed to be aggressive so we could fight in wars to defend the Syrians against their aggressors. Unfortunately, this also results in all sorts of widespread insanity, like religious fanaticism, terrorism, criminality, etc. All of that is tied to these genes, these couple of alleles that they changed. So they only modified like maybe one allele in each race. There could be others, but for the most part, they only modified those to make us more aggressive than we would be naturally. So the thing is, the Syrians themselves had lost the ability to be aggressive, and it actually modified it out of their genetics in order to be more civilized. Problem is that they got rid of natural abilities to be aggressive, along with the negative. So they had to restore that in us first, those atavistic traits, if you could call them, in order to make us capable of fighting. But then they decided to take it a step further and modify MAOA and 5-HTTLPR as well. As a result of which, at this point on Earth, as I said, there were some native hominids on Earth as well that went into our genetics. But as a result, it's like, what, 60% of any given race that has one or the other or both of these. So whites have like 60% the long version of 5-HTTLPR and therefore predisposed toward irrationality, aggression, hatred, and so forth. 60% of Japanese or East Asians in general have the short version of MAOA, which predisposes toward aggression. So we all have a very high tendency toward being aggressive, irrational, and full of hatred, and thus not controlling our emotions and getting into fights for no reason and stuff like that because of these modifications. So it's actually every race on Earth that has this of some form or other. It's a big problem. And the men in black never changed those. They just cover up the fact we came from Sirius and hope that someday we're going to evolve out of this. Until that point, though, until we evolve out of this enough in order to control this aggression, at least, then they are going to continue covering things up because they don't want us to find out and go back to Sirius and contact the original ancestors. But believe it or not, that's what this is actually all about, is the men in black cover up extraterrestrials. And that's the only reason, really, why there's no widespread, widely known fact. A lot of stupid people as well, like skeptics and so forth, that don't think logically and cover this stuff up with their stupidity. But the men in black are the main reason for that, though, because these people are emotional and they probably have the aggression alleles. That's why they behave stupidly, even though they might have a high IQ. They behave stupidly because the aggression makes them irrational. So they will, for example, see something like a faked UFO photo, and that'll be all they need in order to disbelieve in something, even if the MIB faked only one photo and left the other ones real. They're not thinking logically, you see. And that's one of the effects of the aggression alleles. The aggression genes, as you might call them, warrior genes, make people irrational as well and make them react without thinking logically. Eventually, it can make a person contradictory and even suicidal, self-destructive, and so forth. And now, I want to tell you something about this. Is those people who live underground in East Asia, in the Himalayas, Agarte is really what they're called. People call them Agarte or Agarta. They're actually called Agarte. And they inspire occasionally science fiction and other things to teach us about these facts. They're living underground to wait for us to evolve as well. They actually originate on this planet, but they're more advanced than everybody else. They kind of keep out of everybody else's business. But they do influence it subtly through things like film and science fiction. In particular, they inspired a lot of the stuff that went into the film Blade Runner. And this film Blade Runner is actually about us being created by the Syrians. The replicants in that film are us, and Dr. Tyrell is the Syrians. So we're like Roy Batty, right? He's aggressive. He's got a shortened lifespan as well. That's something else they changed. Besides the aggression, they also reduced our lifespan to less than 100 years. The original lifespan on Sirius is like 1,000 years, and they shortened ours down to like 100. So in that film, they shortened the replicant's lifespan down to 4 years from the normal approximately 80 or so. And that's Roy Batty. You'll see in that film, he gets angry at Dr. Tyrell, he pokes his eyes out and so forth. That represents our own tendency toward aggression and irrationality. So you see, he has all these abilities. He has all of these abilities, but he's also got these flaws. And that's the same way we are in comparison to the Syrians. Unfortunately, the Syrians aren't perfect either. Obviously, the MIB harass people and do all sorts of terrible stuff to cover up UFOs. So they're obviously not perfect either. They're just humans, and there's nothing supernatural about them. Any extraterrestrials like this are just humans. They're not some kind of mysterious thing. They're not monsters or whatever. They're just people. They surely aren't demons, like some people suggest. Men in Black are actually just humans. In fact, they meet people sometimes in their... they've pretended to be monsters before, like to Albert Bender. They pretended that the human appearance is just a hologram or something, but that's not true. None of the stuff they told them is true, right? That's not the reason they're on Earth. They're not here. You can read this in Albert K. Bender's book, Flying Saucers and the Three Men. He was harassed by the MIB to shut down his UFO investigation network. But they lied to him as well, or maybe had him write disinformation. I don't know. It's true that the MIB are extraterrestrials, right? They actually are living on a base on Mars. But the thing is, they look just like you and me. A little bit different. I mean, some of them are kind of dark-skinned and look like Native Americans, because Native Americans are descended from them, right? Some of them look just like white people. But they pretend to be aliens of other kinds. They create a lot of disinformation to cover this stuff up. They just don't want us to know about it. But the fact of the matter is, that's what the MIB really are. And you can think about what the MIB really are as pretty much being like what Dr. Tyrell is in that movie Blade Runner. And we're the replicants ourselves. We're not robots, obviously, but we are aggressive. We are programmed to be aggressive. So that's pretty much the whole real UFO mystery right there. I think that might have been what Albert Bender was getting at before they fed in this nonsense about mining for seawater or something like that. But the real mystery behind UFOs is simply that we are not from this planet originally. We are extraterrestrial in origin. And the stuff is covered up by the Men in Black, who are the extraterrestrials, the ones that brought us here, that are actually humans. Because that's where we come from. We're not originally from this planet. And they also colonized Mars 114 million years ago. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's in a different dimension, right? So this is actually a few thousand years ago historically, around the same time that we appeared on this planet. But they also went into that other dimension, which is in the Aptian 114 million years ago, when Mars was still habitable. And they also left stuff there, like those pyramids and that face and everything, which is also something they cover up. And in fact, they cover this stuff up by harassing people and making them think they're going insane, and also just appearing to them as government agents or whatever. So, for example, the face on Mars is covered up by some Photoshop guys or whatever at NASA who distorted the images of it when images were taken up at the second time. A lot of this stuff happens. And it's not a big conspiracy, right? It's just a few people being influenced by the MIB, even subconsciously influenced. they'll influence people to go nuts and think that they're having religious visions or whatever. They do a lot of unscrupulous stuff for some reason. I mean, you'll have to ask the MIB why they think this is a good idea. But they're paranoid. They, for some reason, are paranoid about us finding out about this stuff. So that's why I'm talking about it, because I just don't care. I think that it's BS, that we should know where we came from, and that the MIB are just committing crimes here. And it's not logical. It's not an appropriate way to deal with the situation, to cover up UFOs. But that's all the UFOs really are, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, there's a few things, I guess, from other places, like the Roswell crash was from Zeta Reticuli, but most of this stuff is just related to either the underground people and the men in black covering stuff up. I mean, something else is that we see, like, a lot of stuff in the world is controlled by coincidences, spiritual intelligences that tell us where we're headed. As far as I can tell, what this is all pointing to is we are probably going to, things are going to go downhill from now until about 2029. And 2029 is when the Age of Aquarius effectively starts, at which point I think we're going to have a serious problem going on here geopolitically. We're going to have all this stuff caused by overpopulation leading to a crisis, and we're going to have the Islamic Revolution happening in Europe, leading to a crisis as well, that will lead to the USA and European Union becoming a dictatorship under something like a cult. And this cult, I think, is already active right now. I call it Jonestown 2.0 because it's just like Jim Jones. It's very similar to Jim Jones, same social justice ideology, same BS, but it's being run by some faction in the CIA. And these people are probably in 2028 going to have control of the government, which, because of the insanity of their behavior, will lead to World War III in 2033. And I mean, like, nuclear annihilation of most cities and so forth. I think that's pretty much inevitable right now, and that's when it's going to happen. So I'm just warning people in advance as well that World War III is probably going to happen in 2033, and that it's really going to we'll see the beginnings of it already in the 2020s. But that the actual nuclear holocaust will happen in 2033. Not only we're too big a civilization now for us all to die, but I think the majority of large cities, for example, in the USA, because the USA is going to be Jonestown at that point. The USA is the center of all this trouble. That because the USA is the main troublemaker and the main person poking at Russia, that most American cities will be completely destroyed. So, you know, like if you live in Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, or even some smaller cities, it's quite likely. Also, I think the entire East Coast might be destroyed depending on whether they develop these hurricane weapons. So that's all also possible. And again, this is something that leads back to our irrationality and aggression. And it's happened before where we've destroyed entire civilizations with our aggression, like Atlantis, for example, which was in the Azores. We destroyed that. Mu, which was in the Gobi Desert, was destroyed at the same time. We had a world war with Atlantis. That was about 8,000 BC, 8,500 or so. So that's happening again right here because of the USA, and mainly because of the USA. Also because of other factors like China and Russia, but mostly the USA, secondarily China, not so much Russia until the end. But Russia's arming itself because of provocation from the USA. Because the USA is run by the CIA in particular, and these think tanks who are behind foreign policy by crazy people, by irrational, aggressive, and illogical people. Because they're letting this negative tendency control their lives. As a result, we're going to see the destruction of most of the USA. And Russia's already in a position to destroy a lot of stuff, but they're going to be even more capable in 2033. So I'm warning people now this is going to happen. I think it's also quite likely that we're going to see an interstellar comet hit the Earth in like 2028, possibly even sooner. It could happen anytime between 2019 and 2033, but I think the most likely year for it to happen is 2028. So It's going to be, we've already seen one fly into the solar system, Oumuamua, but that means there's a lot more to come. Because of the area of space that we're entering right now as we're in our orbit around the galaxy, this is an area that contains a lot of interstellar comets that are flying around. And I don't know exactly why, but it's apparent that certain points in the astrological ages, both big and small, have more comets. And I think this is probably what killed the dinosaurs as well. Now that was a larger one, right? This is going to be a smaller one. These aren't as large as that. But it's because we're entering the age of Aquarius in 2029. So we're going to be at the same small period of time as the dinosaurs were on a larger scale. So it's going to be a smaller object, but it could be very, very serious. Like it could, if it hit the Earth or hit an ocean, it'll cause a tsunami. Could cause tectonic activity, all sorts of stuff. But that's that's something else to await as well. Basically, because we're entering the age of Aquarius, the psychological influences of the collective are toward purifying out these excessive and negative influences. Excess is toward negative or positive. So illogicality, irrationality, aggression, and excessive negative or positive. So people who are excessively positive, like delusionally positive, like these welcome refugees people in Europe, for example, are going to be killed off. But the same thing with people who are excessively negative, like the people in the U.S. government. Those people are too evil to survive. So they are going to bring themselves down. Because the influence of the Age of Aquarius is to purify out all of that which is degenerate. And that's going to happen around 2029. So probably by 2033. The influence really begins in 2029, but it doesn't take very long for it to completely run its course. The influence has been here at least slightly since 1844, but it's going to go into overdrive at that time. And this influence, you can think of it as like separating the wheat from the chaff. It promotes things that are neutral and good to evolve, and it promotes things that are degenerate to destroy themselves. And unfortunately, the USA is very degenerate. The people in power are extremely out of control. Same thing with China, Russia. The population of the entire planet is way too high as well. All these factors are leading to self-destruction of the degenerates, of the excess, and the negative. So people in power are able to be in power because the mass is also degenerate on average. That's why a lot of the U.S. is going to be destroyed, because the average American is degenerate. That's why the people like this are in power, right? We can already see right now that they're trying to push for a total takeover of the country by these lunatics, by the degenerate people, who are a mixture of negative and positive. So you have delusional positive people being manipulated by negative people, like Jonestown. Jim Jones was an extremely evil person who manipulated all sorts of delusional utopians. It's the same thing that's going on right now with the CIA. You can see them already upset about Trump having gotten elected and trying to get him impeached or whatever. You know, doing anything they can to slander and attack his administration. His administration is not extreme at all, but they act like he's Hitler or something. That's all just propaganda coming from this Jonestown cult, which has taken over the CIA. They've pretty much taken it over. And they've taken over, the way they did this is through the universities. The universities had a lot of this stuff going on already. Social justice and stuff like that. And they connect to the NSA and CIA. That's where the CIA recruits from. So unfortunately, what's going on here is that a psychotic cult is taking over the USA, and thus also USA satellites like the European Union, which they control through Angela Merkel, who's also a CIA agent. So unfortunately, what's going on here is the CIA is really ruining the world and becoming a large-scale Jonestown. When that happens, that's pretty much what is prophesied in the book of Revelation. Now, the religions, like I said, the Christian religion, except all these religions are false and distorted, but some true teachings were slipped in there, and the prophets were originally true prophets of the Spirit. But the religions are falsified by power-hungry people like the Vatican. The book of Revelation, however, is actually not even from Jesus or St. John or whatever. It's actually based on prophecies from the previous prophets and from Jesus, but it is put together in such a way as to warn us about what's going on now by the by somebody else. And this these prophecies are about what? What's going to happen here in the U.S.? But actually, the so-called Beast 666 or whatever. Okay, 666, I'll tell you about what this means. 666 means the time of around February 3rd, the beginning of spring. And this time of year is when the... It's when either there's birth or death. Either something has contradiction in it and is just destroyed, it dies, or something new is born. This is the same thing as sunrise. This springtime is also corresponds to sunrise and corresponds to dawn. Therefore, and the dawn of the age of Aquarius is February 3rd, 2029. Now, when that happens, however, remember, there's two different forms of 666. 666 on the positive side means birth. On the negative side means death. And the negative side is what's taking over the USA. The negative side is what is going to cause World War III, basically. It's based on falsehood, contradiction, so illogical beliefs, such as we see now commonly promoted by social justice warriors, by pro-immigration people in Europe, for example. These notions of equality and diversity and so forth, they aren't really Marxist anymore. They're often referred to as Marxist, but what happened is the CIA took over Marxism in academia. They took over postmodernism and created their own version of this, which is where this is coming from. When the CIA created an Americanized version of postmodern Marxism. This postmodernism stuff is essentially Jonestown on a large scale, backed by all of the power, the military power of the U.S. So that's what the U.S. is now. It's, I mean, you have the president still, you have Congress, but the most powerful branch of the U.S. government is the CIA. And the CIA is a cult at this point. I mean, it's run by a cult. And the cult is pretty much the same thing as Jonestown, consists of a lot of insane academics and so forth who believe in all this stuff, just like Jim Jones and his followers did. Of course, we know how that ended. It's eventually, once Jim Jones was cornered in Guyana, he committed suicide. He committed mass murder suicide. And that's what I expect to happen here, is that the U.S. and the European Union will be taken over by this Jonestown cult in 2029. Who I call Jim Jones II will be elected president. This Jim Jones type guy who's operating behind the scenes right now will be elected president of the U.S. in 2028. He will become president. And this is who's supposedly called the Antichrist in Revelation. These prophecies about the Antichrist are actually not a prophecy so much as a prediction of what's going to happen now. Based on these factors. It was actually something you could predict a long time ago based on symbolic factors in mass psychology. Now, as I said, the men in black, this is also not something supernatural. Men in black are aware of how to manipulate the subconscious. They're aware of how symbols work and how they interact and how they cause synchronicities. And so the men in black actually compiled this book, Revelation. Their ancestors, I guess you could say, that they have a lifespan of like 1,000 years, but this is like 2,000 years ago. And this book is basically all about what's going to happen here on Earth. In fact, the Men in Black influence a lot of Christian people in particular, so in the disguise of angels or whatever. But they aren't actually angels, they're just these humans from Sirius. They're just afraid of us finding out about aliens. So they pretend to be things that we believe in, like angels, but they're not actually angels. As I said, that's where revelation comes from. It's actually not from some supernatural origin. It takes some of the prophecies of previous prophets and derives stuff from them, like Leviathan and Behemoth, but it's actually a book of the Men in Black. And this is about what is actually probably going to happen here, as I said, 2029 to 2033. We're going to have Jim Jones, President Jim Jones of the U.S., who is the eighth that is of the seven. We've already had some of the other seven, all of them U.S. presidents. of course, some people might wonder, like, why is it that the Antichrist is in the U.S. if the U.S. is a Christian country or whatever? Well, I mean, as I said, Christianity itself is distorted. And Jim Jones is a kind of mutation of Christianity itself, right? So you already have the Vatican and so forth that are already corrupted religions, just like how Saudi Arabia and the Jews and so forth are also falsified and heretical religion. But what the way I look at it, okay, I've said this before, the cross originally was the algaes, the life room, right? So the tree of life. That points, it's like the peace symbol upside down, points upward, it means life, survival, birth, and so forth. Then it kind of drooped down to become the cross, the official symbol of the Catholic Church. The cross is more negative. It symbolizes an ambiguity between growth and death. Now, what do we have? The peace symbol. The peace symbol is the symbol of the final degeneration of religion into suicide. It actually means death. It's a traditional rune from ancient Germanics called the Todesrune or Ur. Means the death rune. And what that means, or a yew tree, what that means is that this, the whatever religion uses the peace symbol as its symbol, is the religion of the Antichrist. It's the religion of death. Jim Jones. And so Jim Jones was actually himself an Antichrist, but he's not the ultimate one, right? There's been many people like him, like Marshall Applewhite and so forth. But the ultimate Antichrist is going to be the president of the USA, who is going to be the leader of a fake kind of religion, which we already see developing right now, social justice religion. And this is all about, it's illogic, and so it leads to death and destruction, because illogic always does. It is a mindless aggression and wishfulness. It is contradiction. So it puts things together that are incompatible and says they are the same thing. Like different races, different countries, different sexes, and so forth. Everything is all just mishmashed together, and this leads to death. Contradiction is the essence of death, and tautology, or consistency, is the essence of life. So when the U.S. gets taken over by this Jim Jones guy, once you see a large-scale utopian type of thing going on, where they elect some guy like this, then you know that the Age of Aquarius is going to clean up all the degeneration pretty soon. Because it's using him. Now, I've talked about the gods before, the spiritual intelligences that monitor all this. But this stuff is also natural cause and effect. So the spiritual intelligences control when things happen, coincidences and stuff like that. We call them gods. They aren't actually gods, right? Those are mythological figures. They're actually spirits or spiritual beings. But they don't interfere in stuff like this, right? They just warn us about stuff like this and control it. This is all a consequence of the influence of the Age of Aquarius combined with our stupidity and aggression. So our aggression and our illogic is leading us to this. And Jim Jones essentially, okay, what Jim Jones was and what Jim Jones II is an embodiment of all of the heresy and illogic of us. All the stuff we believe in that isn't true, that isn't logical, that is just arbitrary. So the heresies of Christianity, Judaism, Islam, and so forth. All these religions are fake and heretical and corrupted. And Jim Jones represents that concentrated in one person. He combines all of the lies of all religions into one. So the lies of the United States of America, which is a kind of cult itself, with its false ideas, false notion of freedom and so forth, and its criminality. The communists in the Soviet Union, he combined that into it as well. Christian religion with all of its messianic dogma. And I guess you can therefore, there's elements in this latest one, all right? So that was, you can already see Jim Jones was an American communist as well as Christian. So he combined all these things into one, all these elements. So the degeneration of both sides of the Cold War, both of which were evil. And you don't believe me. Well, JFK was in the Irish mob and Harry Truman was also in the Irish mob. So the USA was not any better than the Soviet Union. The USA was also evil. And Jim Jones embodied a combination of the two. The USA is more evil now, though. It's not better. It's actually even worse than it was in the Cold War because it's provoking Russia into World War III for no reason when there isn't even a Cold War. There wasn't a Cold War. At least they're starting a new one. And what this is this Jonestown cult in the CIA that pushes illogical things or pushes maybe justifiable things in an illogical way, such as this feminism stuff, this gay and LGBT stuff is part of it. They essentially just latch on to anything that's marginalized and oppressed and use it as a, just like Jim Jones did, right? Jim Jones opened one of the first non-segregated churches in the South. Jim Jones was for social justice and the relief of the oppression of blacks and so forth. That was his shtick. That's how he got in power. That's exactly what's happening now, too. This social justice stuff is illogical, and it's not about actual justice. It's utopianism, and it is being led by the CIA. In the CIA, what there is this Jim Jones guy who will eventually be elected president. And when he is, then essentially the U.S. will be controlled by a cult. And their actions, their crazy actions, will provoke the nuclear attack by Russia. So what I expect to happen here is probably somebody will assassinate this Jim Jones guy, seeing how dangerous he is and seeing the pattern. Unfortunately, that will just function as the Leo Ryan of this new Jim Jones cult. And this time around, it's not just going to be a small-scale mass suicide, right? I mean, it was large-scale relatively, but I'm talking mass murder-suicide of the entire country by this cult. And if you don't think they're crazy enough, they already tried to start World War III in 2014 by sending the CIA and FBI over to Crimea. So they already tried to start a nuclear war. This time, however, it's not just going to be whatever that would have been. That would have been small. This year is going to be the largest nuclear war of all time. And the U.S. will be totally obliterated. Most cities will be wiped off the face of the earth because of this cult. And where does this all follow from? This follows from the fact that America is based on false beliefs in things like its false notion of religious freedom. For example, in the U.S., it's legal for things like Scientology to operate. Religious freedom is not about the freedom to be brainwashed or the freedom to enslave people in a cult. But that's how the U.S. government sees it. And as a result, stuff like this is tolerated. That's the reason why it's taking over. And this is not the only cult. This Jonestown stuff is just one of many. Like I said, Scientology, this Heaven's Gate, there's tons of stuff like this. And even the big mainstream religions are also cults here. Like the LDS are also a cult that does a lot of cult-like stuff. And this is the reason for this is because all these religions are cults anyway. Because they've degenerated into cults to begin with. And the Jim Jones stuff is just the same thing getting worse. So like the Vatican and LDS and so forth were already cults. But the Jim Jones thing is just this, it's like I said, you can imagine it like the cross is drooping down into the rune of death. The insanity, the negativity and falsehood of Christianity is concentrated in the so-called Antichrist. Which is actually not really like the devil or whatever. It's just Christianity itself degenerating into its ultimate evil form. It's already gone to the stage of being the Vatican with the Inquisition and everything. So eventually it degenerates into Jim Jones, the false Messiah. And that's what this guy is going to be. I think he's already here right now. He's operating in secret in the CIA. He's got lots of followers that believe he's God. And yes, that's actually what they believed of Jim Jones as well. He believed he was God. And, you know, he accomplished this just by suggestion. He just suggested to people that he could do miracles and things like that. I'll be back after the break, but it's the true real connection.
Travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will catch The Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's The Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Who are we? Where do we come from? Are you curious about the origins of the human race? Join me, Gavin McCall, and a variety of guests on Ancient Humans, where we decipher world events, explore scientific theories, personal stories, myths, mysteries, and lore about the history of the human race.
Hi everybody, it's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media, political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing, and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So join me, The Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The True World with Matthew Deagle. I'm your host, Matthew Deagle, and I'm here to discuss the secret history of the world and the future, the near future here as we go into the age of Aquarius. Before the break, I was discussing the developments now toward a new large-scale Jonestown, which is taking over the U.S. This is actually a cult and is mind control, just like Jim Jones was, but it is being performed by the CIA. Now, you ask yourself, why would the CIA be taken over by a cult? The reason why is because this cult has already taken over a lot of departments in academia. Social constructivists, postmodernists, ethical theorists, intersectionalists, and so forth. It's actually a cult. And this cult developed out of the CIA's attempts to hijack the influence of Marxism in academia, from which they developed their own version of the same basic BS, which is what this is. Unfortunately, this is quickly degenerating into a full-fledged mind control cult, utilizing all the highest tech propaganda tools and mass manipulation tools out there, using the internet, for example, social media, Twitter, etc., Facebook. All this stuff is being used, especially Twitter, to manipulate the mass to accept these beliefs. Now, the people involved, just like the people in Jonestown, they just see the social justice aspect of it. They think this is going to be about the liberation of the oppressed, marginalized and oppressed groups like different races and religions and homosexuals and so forth. It's actually not about that at the core, though. Just like Jonestown, it's about power. It's about the people in the CIA using illogical and irrational interpretations of justice to seize power. And unfortunately, that is what this recent, for example, you see a large surge recently in feminism and extremist feminism. This feminism stuff is not about women's liberation or whatever, or about, it's not to be compared to the women's movement or women's suffrage. It is actually about mass mind control, and it is about dividing and conquering people. And the people involved, of course, like I said, they're naive. They have a negatively positive degeneration. So they believe in a positive, in a utopian idea, which is illogical and untrue. So, for example, these feminists do not seek just fairness, right? They should be seeking fairness, but they seek equality instead. Equality means they want men and women to be treated exactly the same, even though men and women are not the same biologically. Sex differences are a well-established scientific fact, which they try to conceal or minimize, which doesn't help them because it's not realistic. You see, irreality in illogic is just a kind of illogical aggression. It's non-physical aggression, right? But it's still aggression, and it results from the same stuff I was talking about before, these genes that we have that make us aggressive and irrational. They're letting that negative, that bad nature get out of control. Just like religious fanatics in Islam and the former Catholic Church, like the Inquisition. These people are all letting negative, their bad nature, control them. That's why these feminists are so belligerent now and so hysterical and paranoid, is because they are getting out of control. And this is all their bad nature and mindless aggression. It's not true, it's not logical, it's not fair, and it's not going to lead us anywhere good. But unfortunately, this is one of the main tools being used by Jim Jones II and the CIA to establish himself as a potential president of the U.S. And he will probably be elected in 2028, because this movement is getting more and more powerful. This guy puts himself out as a feminist and a pro-social justice person, but just like Jim Jones with all of his social justice work with blacks and homosexuals and so forth, this is not actually about justice. This is about power and manipulation and contradiction. Now, you'll know Jones also was full of contradiction, because he was a highly aggressive psychopath. He was illogical, he was manipulative, and he was conflicted between one guy who wanted to save the poor and liberate blacks from oppression, and another guy in the same body who would call out mafia hits on people. So that's exactly what's going on in the CIA right now, is you have the exact same kind of illogical and crazy people who are in a cult, just like Jim Jones, and are probably going to take over this country, because this country is degenerate. It is full of illogical and selfish people who believe that their arbitrary beliefs can negate reality. And all this follows from the ideology of Americanism to begin with, because America is based on a false notion of freedom and false ideas of individuality and so forth, all of which is just illogical and lies, and has been since the beginning. But that was just the beginning, right? It's gotten worse over time, because this stuff, these beliefs have gotten worse, culture's gotten worse. But, really, America was kind of destined to go this way anyway, because the whole thing was a lie to begin with. The idea that you can have a multicultural society where everybody's treated fairly, that's not possible, because one group is always going to oppress the other if they're put in the same place. If you want to have a society like that, you have to have something like Switzerland, where they're in different parts of the country and they have autonomous control in those regions. So, for example, if blacks wanted to be treated equal in the U.S., they can't be treated equal if you're living in ghettos. They have to go together in one place, like Louisiana or somewhere in the South that's already majority black, Mississippi somewhere. And in that place, they have to have their own autonomous government. They're never going to be treated fairly if they're in a multicultural situation. So multiculturalism only works when it is different groups that are separate, not separate like segregated. I'm talking like living in their own states, like in Switzerland. In Switzerland, they have a French zone of Switzerland, a German zone, and an Italian zone, and these different zones all have some degree of autonomy. They all work together in one government, but they are separate areas with different cultures. That's also how it should be in the U.S. or anywhere else that strives to be a multicultural union. Multiculturalism does not work when everybody's just forced together in one place. It creates inequality. Then they try to solve that exact same inequality by forcing more diversity, which doesn't work. So that's what they're doing right now in Europe, for example, is insisting that they can assimilate all of these foreigners, which is not possible. At best, there isn't even enough room in Europe, though. There isn't even enough room to have an autonomous region controlled by people from Turkey or North Africa or whatever, so it's just not going to happen. What's going to happen instead is these people are going to have a revolt against Europe. And that means there's going to be an Islamic revolution in France, in particular, in the 2020s. So that's obviously not good, because when Islamists take over France, they're going to take over all the weapons and everything and attack other countries. So you see, illogic like this, contradiction, does not lead to peace. It leads to more destruction, because it's not logical, it's not true. Same thing with feminism. Feminism leads to a conflict between the sexes, not to fairness, because they are in denial of the facts of sex differences. And the facts of sex to begin with, the fact that men and women are two different sexes and that there is nothing in between, there's just men and women. Intersex people of any kind are overall feminine, female. So it's just men and women, that's it. And that sex differences may be more pronounced in one or the other, right? You have something that's more like something in between. You have homosexuals, androgynous men, and so forth. But all androgynous people are feminine. And females and males differ in many, many different criteria, psychologically, behaviorally, career choices, and so forth. In fact, in the most equal, the most egalitarian societies, like in Scandinavia, where women have the most freedom, the most equal pay, and so forth, then women actually are more likely there to choose feminine occupations than they are here. The more more equality you have, the more likely women are going to just choose feminine occupations. Because men and women are different by nature and have different roles in society. And if those are going to be fair, right, they should be fair, as in they should be on the same status. But they're never going to be equal in the sense of being the same. So feminism tries to make women the same as men, which is never going to work. It's always going to be unfair because women cannot become men. But what they can do is have equal status or fairness. Same thing with different races and different religions. Different cultures cannot be combined into one fairly because one of them is always going to be the majority. So what they have to do is go to their own places and found their own countries or their own sub-countries, right? Their own states. So like blacks in the USA should all just go to one place, like Louisiana or something like that, somewhere that's already got a lot of blacks in the South, and make that their own autonomous region of the U.S. And as still part of the same country, but with its own autonomous government, like they do in Switzerland. Then they would have actual equality. They're never going to have equality so long as they're a minority. It's never going to happen. It just doesn't work. Minorities are always going to be oppressed. So that's why diversity does not work. That's why multiculturalism does not work. Melting pot does not work either. None of it works because it's always going to create a majority and a minority. And that's why this Jonestown stuff, and actually the USA in general, Americanism in general, is false. It is dangerously wrong and illogical and just leads to more unfairness. But this is what the US is doing all around the world. It's sabotaging traditional cultures and traditional boundaries and traditional rights for power. So it's sabotaging the autonomy of European countries, sabotaging the homogeneity of these countries, and none of that is going to lead to fairness or equality. What's going to happen is instead these minorities of Muslims and so forth are going to be struck back at, and it's going to be oppressive. There's going to be a rise in nationalist extremism against them, and they are probably going to deport them or even worse. Because of this stuff that the United States promotes, and the U.S. promotes this at home as well. Since the 1960s, the U.S. changed its quotas on immigrants to allow more people from outside Europe, which is not good. Okay, it's not about racism or whatever. The U.S. has proven that minorities are oppressed already with blacks, and it's just going to be the exact same thing with any other minorities that come here. So diversity is not a good thing. Like, the more diversity you have, the more complex the problem becomes. And the problem is only solved once they have an autonomous region inside the country under their control with a unique culture, such as the French and Switzerland. So that can only really be done with already large minorities here. It can't be done with new immigrants. They just aren't a large enough population. It can be done with blacks, but it can't be done with somebody from the middle of nowhere with regard to the U.S. population. It's just not going to happen. Like, I mean, the only large minorities I can think of in this country that might be able to have such a region would be, like, maybe blacks and maybe Mexicans, Hispanics, but because there's a lot of them in the southern U.S. But it's dangerous to do this, very dangerous to allow indiscriminate immigration. And actually, they claim this is about equality and so forth, but the danger is that these groups are going to be oppressed. It's going to lead to wars and revolutions. That's what's going to happen in Europe. I'm telling you right now, there's going to be an Islamic revolution in Europe because of this. This Islamic revolution is going to lead to backlash against Muslims in Europe. And that combined with this Jonestown stuff, I think is going to lead to some serious negative developments in the U.S. and Europe. Cult-like behavior and the attempt to assimilate all other religions into this Jonestown crap. So, for example, they might claim that Islam can be assimilated into this and then ban all the other forms of Islam. They might claim that this of any religion. And this is not going to take long to provoke Russia to attack them. Is their encroachments, particularly, I think, in Europe, but possibly elsewhere, like the Middle East. And all this stuff, as I said, the key of it is that it's illogical, it's contradictory, so it's going to lead to death and destruction. Illogic always does, never leads to anything good. If something's going to be good, it has to be real. It has to actually have good effects. It can't be lies, like feminism and social justice are. They're lies because they are not solving the problem logically. They are instead pushing what? Just beliefs and things, the wishfulness, how they wish the problem could be solved. They're not solving the problem as it actually has to be solved if you want to solve it. As I said, we already have seen examples of where you can have, where and how you can have a multicultural society, and the USA is not a good example. The USA is delusional and thinks that its system works and is good, but it does not. It objectively does not. Blacks here are still oppressed to this day. Diversity and multiculturalism have failed miserably in the US itself and are destined to fail everywhere. So the United States of America is a dangerously stupid and fanatical zealot that believes that its way of doing things is good when it's not just not good, it's horrendously bad. And it's going to spread this crap to Europe and anywhere else it can until it is eventually destroyed. And this stuff is going to get worse as this Jonestown stuff gets more powerful in the CIA. This is what the CIA has been doing all along, meddling in other countries' affairs and essentially corrupting people in the name of democracy or whatever you want to call it. But it's a cult. You know, the U.S. has been a cult since the beginning, really. Believe it or not, the U.S. was founded by a cult called the Americans. The Americans was a spin-off of Freemasonry, a secret society founded by Augustine Washington, the father of George Washington. And actually, even all the founding fathers were members of this cult. At least most of them were, like George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and so forth. At that point, it was kind of built along the lines of Freemasonry in France. You know, this liberty, equality, fraternity type stuff. But it's gotten a lot worse over time. As the ideologies developed, and as the membership has developed, with people like these academics, these social constructivists and intersectionalists and so forth, then the American society and the American agenda, dictated by these foreign policy institutions and so forth, these think tanks, has gotten worse. And it has become ever more like a giant, powerful Jonestown. So frighteningly enough, the most powerful country in the world is manipulated by a cult. And this cult is threatening to take power as soon as it can get a president elected. So right now it kind of operates in the shadows. It has control over the CIA for the most part. It has control over the FBI. It has control over the universities for the most part. It has control over a large part of the universities. But it does not yet have control over the federal government officially. It doesn't have total control of Congress. It has partial control through agents and people that are bribed or manipulated or just liars, like Mitt Romney, for example. John McCain, Lindsey Graham. A lot of these people are manipulated as well. Like, those guys are paranoid, right? And they're manipulated by these cultists through their own, tailored to them. But for the most part, it's a cult consisting of delusional academics and delusional think tank people. And this cult which also involves a lot of the wealthy people in the world, in the U.S. in particular. George Soros, for example, is a member of this cult, as are many of the other wealthy philanthropists on the East Coast, like the Rockefellers, for example. Many of them Americans, members of the American Society. So is that whole round table thing in Britain. That was actually the stuff that Carol Quigley talked about. That was all the American Society. He never talked about the actual people behind it. He talked about the Club of Rome or whatever. He talked about the round table group, the Milner group. But he didn't talk about the fact these people are actually all being manipulated by the Americans, the people who founded the U.S., and that this group that founded the U.S., that was like this fraternity, eventually became this cult. It's actually a cult now. George Bush is a member, for example. Both Bushes are members. Bill Clinton's a member, etc. All members of this secret society, which is not so much a conspiracy as a cult, right? It's not like a conspiracy where everybody just follows the party line or whatever. It's where the average person is ever more indoctrinated to believe in the same things. That's how it has to be understood. It's like a religion, right? And so the U.S. is essentially run by a cult behind the scenes. They didn't have as members, for example, part of the reason why they attacked Obama so much, for example. Obama was the first president in a long time who did not belong to this cult. Obama was from outside. So when he was elected, they were upset that somebody was elected who was not a member of this cult and wasn't part of their agenda. So they slandered him. They said he was born in Kenya. They said he was a communist and so forth. All that stuff that the Republicans said about him was actually coming from the American Society, this Jonestown-like cult, and not from the Republicans per se. So even some of the stuff that Trump believed himself came from this cult, the same cult that's attacking him right now, because he also is not a member of this cult. So the past two presidents are not members of this cult, but as a result, the cult, which has controlled many presidents in the past, is seeking to seize power through manipulation via the CIA. So the cult actually does control the CIA for the most part, and the FBI. FBI to a lesser degree, but the FBI is very corrupt. So it has control over a lot of people in the FBI, and that's why they had the FBI over there in Crimea. I mean, honestly, the CIA and FBI are pretty much the same thing. The CIA controls all these different intelligence agencies, and the CIA is controlled by this cult. So unfortunately, that's what's going on right now. That's why Trump is under such fire for doing nothing, right? He's under constant attack because Hillary Clinton was a member of this cult, but he wasn't. And they're upset that she didn't get elected and he did instead. It has nothing to do with him being a nationalist or fascist or racist or whatever they say, groper. It's a bunch of BS. It's all actually just because he's not a member of their cult, the secret society. In fact, Newt Gingrich said this himself on TV, that the reason they didn't like Trump is he wasn't a member of the secret society. And the secret society is the Americans. That's the name of the group, the Americans, or American Society, who founded this country to begin with by betraying England. So the U.S. has been on this road for a long time. But as I said, of course, the cult's beliefs had evolved over time. Originally, the cult's beliefs, or this fraternity's beliefs, weren't as cult-like. They weren't as cultish. They were more like the Illuminati or something, right? I mean, the actual Illuminati. I'm not talking about the Illuminati conspiracy theories. I'm saying the actual Illuminati over in Europe is what this American society was like originally. But over time, it degenerated into what it is now, which is essentially Jonestown, because of the development of the same sort of nonsense as Jonestown in academia. So because all these nonsensical beliefs are becoming popular in academia, the American society, which is full of academics, reflects this. People who went to Ivy League schools like the Bushes or the Kennedys, and these schools are now cesspools of degeneracy and sanity. Because they've adopted these belief systems, which are then in a vicious circle with the CIA itself, because it also manipulates these departments. So this is what's happening here. The United States of America is becoming taken over by a cult. It's the same secret society that founded it, but it's become a cult. And this cult of Ivy League educated people, these so-called elitists, I mean, they're a bunch of delusional, not idiots. But they think that they're the greatest geniuses around that have some kind of entitlement to reform the whole world and make it into a giant U.S. But the U.S. itself is a disaster. So I don't know what they think about. They're thinking they haven't solved the problems here yet. So you think you're going to make the whole world just and fair and opulent, but the U.S. is poor and the U.S. is a shithole, right? Trump says that Haiti is, okay, yeah, I don't disagree, but the United States itself is a shithole. Just go to Detroit. There were children in Detroit. There was a famine in Detroit just a few years ago. A famine. There are people who live on one meal a day in Michigan. This is in the U.S., and they're talking about going around the world and saving the world. But they can't even manage this out of their own country. So these people in these East Coast universities are morons. They're delusional. And they are not helping anybody. What they're actually doing is starting World War III by extending their claws beyond their own territory and invading Europe. I say invading because they're manipulating the European Union to become one with the U.S. They focus so much on the European Union that, for example, over at the Foreign Policy Initiative, one of these East Coast educated idiots, James Kirchick, he has a book called The End of Europe, where he talks all about the European Union. Like, why does this academic or journalist in the U.S. talk about Europe so much? Why does he even care? He should be focusing on the problems here, which are just as bad, instead of focusing on Europe and on world domination. So the America is a very stupid and irresponsible country. People in power here do not care about us. They care about power, and they are delusional, and they are ignorant and isolated from the reality of this country. They don't see the massive poverty and crime and so forth. They just see their delusional ideas of what the problems are from an East Coast latte-sipping Yale graduate perspective. They don't understand that the problems in this country are not about things like feminism and gay rights. They're about things like abject poverty and ghettos. You know, there are people starving in Detroit, Michigan. And we're talking about the justice we're going to bring to the world by brainwashing people to believe in feminism. That's just how stupid these people are. They're just absolutely hair-raisingly stupid. And yet they think that they're geniuses. Well, that's why we're going to be destroyed here. Because the U.S. has this cult that is developing right now, this Jonestown stuff, and it is taking over, and it is belligerent and provocative, and the Russians are responding by entering an arms race with the U.S. The Russians already have thousands of nuclear warheads, among which are some of the most destructive ICBMs of all time, the Satan II. And they will use this in 2033. So you can consider this to be Armageddon, essentially. It's not the end of the world, but it is the end of the old world order. It's the end of the U.S., for sure. It's the end of Europe as we know it. It is the end of the Middle East. Most of the Northern Hemisphere, really. End of China, etc. All this stuff is over, as it formerly was, and whoever emerges afterward will be the new powers. And I think that may well come from the Southern Hemisphere, as they may be untouched. If it doesn't come from the Southern Hemisphere, like South America, it could come from somebody re-emerging out of Europe, such as Switzerland, which is likely to survive because they have bunkers for the entire population. So possible that Switzerland will create a new order in Europe. Hopefully it does, because Switzerland is much more sane and reasonable than the United States is. I've always thought myself that Switzerland is the one who's qualified to be managing world peace and is the actual world police in a sense, whereas the U.S. is completely inept at this. Switzerland has tried, at least. And therefore, it may be a good thing in the long run, no matter what horrible stuff happens here, that the U.S. is brought down and that Switzerland becomes the new head of the United Nations. It's already where the United Nations meets and so forth, but I think that the whole thing should be run from Switzerland and not from the U.S. at all. Because Switzerland is neutral, right? The U.S. is not neutral, so the U.S. is always manipulating things and being unfair and self-destructive as a result. But, so I think that, you know, this is going to be some bad stuff, but remember that this is all about the Age of Aquarius, promoting evolution and eliminating degeneracy. The USA is an evil and degenerate country, so of course, if it doesn't change its ways in the next 15 years, it'll be destroyed. Switzerland, on the other hand, is already prepared to survive. They already have enough bunkers for the population. And, you know, there's a lot of similarity between the U.S. and Switzerland in principle. They follow a lot of the same basic ideas. The problem is that the U.S. has this criminal elite and these delusional people because it has chosen to follow an illogical path. And, of course, this got worse during the Cold War, where it built itself up as a world power instead of focusing on its own affairs. So it's particularly since the U.S. has become a global power. It doesn't care about the serious problems here. It just cares about problems overseas, as a result of which it's going to destroy itself. U.S. itself, mainland the U.S., will be nuked by Russia because the U.S.'s incessant manipulations against Russia and Eastern Europe. U.S. should have very little to do with these other countries. All this stuff should be managed by the United Nations and not by the U.S. There's no USSR anymore. There's no reason to have the U.S. over there. There should be no U.S. base there. There should be a United Nations base only. Yet the U.S. does all this for power because the people in Washington don't want somebody else managing the world's affairs than them and their criminal buddies. Well, that's going to bring us all down. So because we tolerate this, because we therefore also have to be degenerates of some kind, just like the members of Jim Jones' cult who poison themselves and poison their own children, the U.S. has to be degenerate to a large degree. And that's why a lot of it's going to be destroyed. So also the population of the world in general is very, very high. So places like China, of course, I think are going to suffer massive famine and die off as well. They're also, of course, power-hungry, manipulating all over the place, too. They're copying the U.S. So you have China also building a base over in the Middle East recently. They have it in Djibouti at the Straits of the Red Sea. Chinese are also building up Pakistan and DPRK as proxies. And thankfully, some countries aren't stupid enough to go along with this anymore. Looks to me like North Korea is getting smarter. They're realizing that China is using them as a human shield and cannon fodder, and they are trying to make peace with South Korea, meeting with them in Switzerland, and marching with them at the Olympics and so forth. So thankfully, the U.S. and China are the bad guys here, right? North Korea is crazy, right? Kim Jong-un is essentially a cult leader, but the bad guys here are the U.S. and China, really. Because the U.S. and China are the ones who manipulate both North and South Korea. So these countries, I think, are doing quite smart to go to Switzerland and to try to make peace with each other instead of becoming cannon fodder for the U.S. and China. Now, the U.S. and China, being the degenerate empires they are, these power-hungry and evil empires, are going to be the main ones that will be wiped out in World War III. China and the U.S. I think a lot of nuclear weapons are going to go down in Europe as well. And of course in Russia, because Russia's going to be the aggressor there, right? I mean, they're not going to be the actual aggressor because the U.S. has been the aggressor all along. But it's quite likely that this crazy stuff going down in Europe will provoke Russia to try to invade Europe. That's some, I mean, the Islamists and stuff like that, right? Particularly in Sweden, because it's a threat to Russian security. Because they'll be working with the Chechenian and other Russian Islamists. So it's quite likely that Russia will actually try to invade Europe at some point and be beaten back. But that the long term, all of this, well, even that is the fault of the U.S. The United States are the ones who are behind this mass immigration and diversity, and they're the ones behind the European Union and the dissolution of borders. The U.S. are the ones who are behind the notion that Europe has to do away with its traditional identities and nationalities. That's the U.S. and Israel that are behind that. I mean, Israel's just a proxy of the U.S., but they use the Israelis because the Israelis do all sorts of intelligence and manipulation under the table, I guess you could say. The Israelis do a lot of stuff for the U.S. that they shouldn't be doing, criminal stuff, because they're essentially a criminal satellite state of the U.S., as are other countries. There are other ones just like that, but the U.S. also uses for criminal activity. And so, also something else scary to think about here is how the U.S. has built up Israel, because I think Israel is the holy land of these religions. And the U.S. is actually planning for a long time now, at least some people in the U.S., to do just what I fear, not just the Jim Jones stuff. They want to have a new religion that combines the other ones into whatever this social justice stuff is. And this is always going to be a bad idea because religion is already out of control and degenerate. I think that most of these religions as they are should be illegal anyway. Like, what's a major reason why there's terrorism is because of the Islamist preachers. It's not just Islam, it's Christianity as well. Is not like the original teachings of Jesus, just like Islam is not based on the teachings of Muhammad anymore. And I think an individual can probably decide what those truths are by reading the Bible or the Quran better than these imams can, and better than joining some sect. You know, joining the Catholic Church or the Sunnis or Shiites or Judaism or whatever is not going to teach you anything more about the truth. It's just going to mislead you. So I don't think any of these sects should be legal to begin with. But then what are they going to do? They're going to try to combine them into one giant sect. But, oh man, I think that all these religions and cults of any kind, Jim Jones or Scientology or the Catholic Church, should all be illegal as organizations. Like, religion should be a matter, should be a personal matter only. There should be no political organization. There should be no institution or ulterior government that supports the religion's agenda. Because that's why it turns into a cult. You see, it turns into a cult because it becomes political. Because it becomes a motive to manipulate people and to lie about things. So that's what's going on with the U.S. This is turning into a cult. That's what happens with Islamism, too. Islamism is a political ideology that ever more transforms Islam into a cult. And that's what you see happening with these Islamists, these terrorists, as they are members of a cult, a suicide cult, similar to Heaven's Gate or Jim Jones, which has been built out of Islam. It's false, right? It's a heretical teaching for political reasons. Which is why I think that religions as we know them should be illegal in general, because they're all politicized. Being politicized like that and turned into organizations with a hierarchy and power, they're always going to turn into a cult. And they're always going to become heresy as a result. Now, I do believe in some kind of universalism, that there is universal truth and that the prophets were all real, like, you know, Buddha, Jesus, Ezekiel, and so forth, Muhammad. Problem is that these religions are cults. They're not the truth anymore. And they lead downward toward the even worse cults that we see now, the New Age cults like Jonestown and Heaven's Gate and Scientology. And yes, I think they are worse than the other religions. They are even worse because they are even more divorced from the truth, right? These religions are taking the teachings of actual prophets and turning them into distortions. But the teachings of, like, L. Ron Hubbard or Marshall Applewhite or Jim Jones are false from the ground up. Because there's no prophet there, there's just lies. Same thing with the teachings of these social justice people in Jonestown. They are lies from the ground up. So it's worse. It's like you think that Islam is bad, just wait till you see Jonestown. Islam at least is based on some tradition that's true. Muhammad and the original teachings are true, but the religion is a cult now because of politics, just like the Catholic Church. But it's going to get a lot worse if the cult is built on lies and not on traditions. if the cult is just a bunch of nonsense and deceptions of some psychopath trying to get power, like Jim Jones. That's exactly what the CIA is doing right now. It is in the process of replacing our culture and our traditions with lies. And that, unfortunately, is what the social justice and feminism stuff is actually about. It's not about justice. It's not about fairness. It is just a deception to get people in power through illogical solutions to these problems. These problems are real. I don't deny that there is inequality, that there is oppression. But the solution is not what they're saying it is. Their solution is illogical, and it's intended just to put the United States in power all over the world, particularly in Europe. And the U.S. just couldn't be worse. People in power here are totally out of their minds and irresponsible. And they are provocateurs against Russia. So as the situation degenerates, we get closer and closer, not just to Jonestown, but soon after that, to World War III. And in fact, the Book of Revelation you can use as a kind of symbolic guide to what's going to happen, because it's based on predictions of the Man in Black. So it's not, you know, I'm not saying you should believe in the religious interpretations, which are kind of out there. The religions always take things into the realm of fantasy. But the actual events are pretty accurate, that the U.S. is turning into a kind of cult, and they actually even are going to give us a kind of mark. The so-called Mark of the Beast is actually just this cashless society microchip that they're going to implant in us to track us. Also planned by the CIA long ago. It's actually going to happen probably in 2029. But just 4 years later, we're going to get nuked. So that's where we're headed. So you want to know in advance where this insanity is leading and how much time you've got left to escape from the big cities. Because I'm telling you, if you live in a big city in the U.S. or if you live in any country in Europe besides like Switzerland or Denmark or Norway, you're going to want to go somewhere to escape. Because it's going to be hellfire. As I said, Switzerland, they have enough bunkers for the entire population, so they don't have to worry too much, as long as they have enough time to get underground or in the bunkers. But the U.S., though, there's nothing here as far as bunkers for the population. They just have enough for the elites, because they don't give a damn about the average person here. That's just proven. They care about power all around the world. They care about manipulating the Europeans and manipulating Middle East. But they don't even care about the people starving in Detroit. That's just what the U.S. is like. It's just that it's run by a bunch of irresponsible criminals or complete idiots. And it's extremely unfair. And this itself is leading to chaos, because this, I think, is leading to a rise in communism as well. That's part of the reason why the CIA is doing this, is because socialists and communists are also on the rise recently. And so the CIA, just like they did back in Europe in the 60s and 70s, is creating its own alternative. And the CIA's alternative is just a bunch of lies. Because the USA, as it's set up right now, okay, if the USA doesn't reform itself toward a more socialistic system, the USA is inherently unfair. It's impossible for the USA, as it is, to be an equal society. People are always going to be starving and treated like crap in the U.S. until we change our system toward a more socialistic one, like Obama was trying to do. Obama was not a communist. He was just trying to fix some of the social ills that we have that are going to lead to a revolution. The solution of the CIA, however, is to counter the revolution, A, with their own lies, which equate to a cult. And that cult is going to be deadly because it's completely stupid and illogical. And B, by oppressing people, by surveilling everybody, and by cracking down with the police, with militarized police. So that's what the CIA is doing. And that's what's going to get us killed right here. Because the CIA are a bunch of degenerates and fools. they're gonna get us nuked. What can I say? And the Republicans and Democrats are both the same thing for the most part, or at least even have a lot of these people in their parties, of course. A lot of these people are in those parties. I mean, the Trump obviously is a little more outside this agenda. I think he has some stupid ideas from the Republican Party, right? So he has stupid ideas that come from the Republican ideology. But his own ideas aren't entirely bad. He's not intentionally trying to destroy anything, although he did undo some of the stuff Obama did, foolishly. At least he's trying. Obama was pretty terrible on foreign policy, though. Trump is at least trying to go after terrorism. I mean, I think we should definitely go after that stuff, but that should be the United Nations doing that, not the U.S. U.S. should do that as part of the U.N. only. There should be no U.S. intervention around the world. It shouldn't happen. It should be United Nations only. Otherwise, you're provoking somebody else like Russia to attack us, which is exactly what they're going to do in the future. But they've misled people a whole hell of a lot about this stuff. Fake conspiracy theories about the U.N. being the Antichrist? No. The U.S. is the Antichrist, not the U.N. UN is pretty inept, though. I mean, they don't do anything. They don't intervene in things like Burma. That just shows the UN has to be reformed. Part of the reason why the UN is inept is, guess what? Because the UN is manipulated by the US. So the reason why the UN does inept things is partly because they have their own Angela Merkel type people in the UN that do what the CIA wants. It's just sick. I mean, I've talked before about the U.S., about how many criminals have been in power in the U.S., like Truman and JFK and so forth. It's also sickening, just Irish mobsters being elected president of the U.S. So the U.S. goes around telling people as a belief, just like Jim Jones, right? I think part of the reason why the U.S. becomes Jonestown like this, why the CIA is doing this, why this is a natural consequence for this place, is because the U.S. was already Jim Jones. As a whole, the U.S. government is already a giant Jim Jones. It has, through one side of its mouth, it's giving us freedom and wealth, opulence. It's supposedly the best country in the world and so forth. Through the other side of its mouth, though, the U.S. is just like Jim Jones, putting out mafia hits, working with the mafia, killing people illegally and manipulating all over the place. So the U.S. itself is a cult leader, metaphorically speaking. It's like a cult leader. So it's just a matter of time until somebody who's like a microcosm of the U.S. gets in power here. And that's going to be the Antichrist or Jim Jones II. The Antichrist isn't some kind of supernatural figure or the devil or whatever. It's just somebody just like Jim Jones. Just a luckier Jim Jones. Jim Jones, starting out in the CIA, instead of starting out as some Marxist pastor, right? So it's the same thing as Jim Jones, but in the CIA, eventually getting elected president of the U.S. And with modern technology, so modern, the internet, abilities that Jim Jones didn't have to spread his propaganda. I'm sure he would have loved that back then. He has lots of followers on Twitter right now talking about how Jim Jones is one of the greatest social justice warriors out there, saving the blacks and the poor. But that's just not what he really was overall, just like the USA isn't good overall. And the CIA is overall completely insane. So you're going to see this here. Like I said, a lot of people on Earth are actually degenerate and negative and false because of these genes and overpopulation and so forth. And so it's inevitable that some portion of them are going to be culled here. And that culling is going to happen through their own actions, through things like natural disasters and war. And plagues as well, stuff like that. Plagues also are from our own actions, but a lot of these plagues actually mutate because of our factory farming practices with animals. We abuse animals. stuff them into little tiny spaces and so forth. And the result is that the animals get sick, and that sickness mutates to a human transmissible form, like bird flu or the swine flu, for example, as well. these diseases often trace, swine flu for certain, traced to the factory farming of pigs in China. So, I mean, we do a lot. We abuse the environment irresponsibly. That's also related to aggression. It's psychopathic, right? So because we're programmed to be warriors, we have this aggression. If we don't control our aggression, if we don't use it in a logical way for self-defense and for survival and so forth, then we use it in a predatory way to destroy nature and to hurt other people. That's what the USA is controlled by, is by predators, by psychopathic predators. Same thing with the European Union and China and so forth. Unfortunately, this is just us failing to control our bad nature and our aggression, and therefore failing at peace. And that means also that this social justice stuff, when it's not logical, is not going to accomplish peace. It is going to create more war and chaos. So essentially, you have to think of this as a conflict between logic and contradiction, where contradiction is always going to destroy and lead to death. Again, I'm warning people about what's going to happen here, that starting in 2029, we are fully in the age of Aquarius. That is the time when all of the chaff is separated from the wheat and destroyed. And so the degeneracy, either positive or negative, of people is eliminated through various means, which means that World War III is quite likely in the early 2030s. And I suspect it will not take long. I think we're going to have President Jim Jones in 2028, assuming office in 2029. And then he is going to get himself involved in war, or his cult will, right? If they assassinate him, or say, let's say that he assassinates somebody over in Russia like Putin. Let's say Putin's still in power then, and they assassinate Putin, but then the Russians assassinate him back, his cult could well start the nuclear holocaust, just like Jim Jones' cult drank the Kool-Aid. Because it's the same psychology. It's the same illogic and masochism and attempting to be part of something to be more important than you actually are and so forth. Same thing is going on right now en masse on the internet. And these younger people are ever more delusional and extreme, which means this is a distinct possibility, and actually a likelihood, in my opinion, that we're going to see a mass Jim Jones type thing going on in the US and Europe. And Russia, however, seems to be countering this. They realize a lot of this stuff, CIA propaganda, and is a conflict between the CIA and communists for control over social justice people, which is what I think it is. It's actually CIA versus communists trying to control the tendency toward revolution and justice. But the CIA's version of this is a cult like Jim Jones. So beware. This is going to hit the fan in 2029. And it's going to become a nuclear holocaust in 2033. So you do not want to be in a big city then. Not in the U.S. I'm just about running out of time here, but this was The True World with Matthew Deagle, where I discuss world events in terms of their overall connections, the collective psychological and subconscious influences, and the religious and cultural influences behind the past and present of the human race, and where we are headed as a whole and as a planet. Also, I talk about spiritual influences and logic, which is what the spirit actually is. And this program is really all about getting out there and clear, stated in a clear and simple way, what is really going on before things get any worse, because they're going to get a lot worse here in the coming 15 years. Really, it's only 10 or 11 years until we have President Jim Jones. Because the reason for this is, as I said, the age of Aquarius begins in full in 2029. And the age of Aquarius promotes evolution on the one hand, but also eliminates degeneration in the process. Natural selection. So natural selection means that that which is absolute, that which is not absolute. Next week,
being foreclosed, people working 2-3 jobs just to put food on the table and still drowning in debt. Don't get me wrong. This country was founded on great ideals and principles. They've all been ruined by the banks. Open your eyes to the banks that are robbing you. You know who my favorite president was?
Who?
Thomas Jefferson. Because he saw all of this coming and tried to stop it. He fought the banks. JFK too, and they killed him for it. The banking institution is more dangerous than an army, he said. He also said that every generation needs a revolution, Jimmy. The American dream is just that. Just a dream. War is a continuation of politics, only by other means. Politics is a continuation of economics by other means. This is our bank. This is our war. And this is our plan of attack.
Banks have become an essential threat to our democracy. So consider this
justice.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution, Revolution. Radio! Data safe? Do you have the necessary information to assist you in confidently living through just about any survival situation? Is survival and gardening, off-grid living, medical knowledge, or even natural or man-made EMPs on your list of personal concerns? Do you have your documents and your personal information in a safe place in your hands where you know where it is? Well, check out our preloaded EMP-proof thumb drive. Over 3 gigs of survival documents and how-tos, plus the USDA offline food preservation website, and much, much more, including a surprise bonus we just can't tell you about here. With plenty of room left over to store your most important documents. Imagine if a megavirus or a computer failure took out your bank, or all the banks for that matter. Are your banking records safe in your hands? So when they get things fixed and repaired, you can say,